Hello and welcome to episode 311 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Cassidy Gorbins, and joining me this fine evening, it's the man you'll find and walking around the corn all weird at night, prying on you. It's Jerry Jerkum.
Let's get ready to
talk about video games.
Amen. And also joining us this fine evening, he's about 1 foot, 7 inches tall, 13 pounds, the most beautiful boy, baby boy in Boston, Balix Bulafi.
Hey, everybody. Today, I'm pleased to announce that Talk Nintendo Podcast is joining the Embracer Group family. We're very excited. The acquisition is expected to close in the first quarter of 2024, and our new name will be Deep Silver Boston. I'm also pleased to announce that we're in early development on a new SpongeBob SquarePants game. We're ramping up headcount from 3 to 300 by the end of September in anticipation of the deal's success. So if you're interested in joining the podcast, head to jobs.deepsilverboston.com. That's jobs, Casey.
Jobs, Casey.
Dot deepsilver at bluewells.com.
DeepSilverBoston.com. Now back to the show.
Balix is having fun in his week of not playing a ton of video games.
So we have 297 open positions. If we don't fire Balix.
Yeah, it might be 298.
We have 298.
we're planning to grow the headcount by 10,000% in the next month and a half.
That's wonderful. Yes. So yeah, am I missing a joke here? Is that a...
So Embracer Group, who like owns... Oh my God, I hate that when I have to explain the joke, but...
Is that the limited run thing?
Well, it's not that it's surprising to explain things to Jerry.
They announced five acquisitions, including Limited Run. They're formerly THQ Nordic. They also own Deep Silver, who's like Volition. They own like... All the SpongeBob games and Nickelodeon games are like mostly tied to Embracer Group. This was a good bit, and I hope the listeners appreciate it.
It was. And the beautiful part is the people who appreciated it when he said it, and now the people that didn't understand it and appreciate it.
That's good. I just wish there's appreciation on the show.
Everywhere.
Well, I mean, I get the bit. I just didn't know the specifics.
Just wasn't good.
I mean, how am I supposed to know that Embracer Group did all the SpongeBob games? Like, what do you talk? How am I supposed to know that? Is that like common knowledge?
You've been a host for a Nintendo.
Did you know that, Casey?
Of course I did, Jerry.
It's fairly common knowledge.
You asked.
What do you mean? What SpongeBob games? Like Battle for Bikini Bottom?
Yes, that's
the only one I've ever heard of my whole life.
The Destroy All Humans, all those like random like remakes that have been happening are all Embracer Group. And then there's a new SpongeBob game announced that's also Embracer Group. It was good, I swear.
Why? I didn't say it wasn't good.
Perry! What?
You got them all self-conscious now.
And then I had like the corporate music in the background.
It was great.
Yes.
Thank you.
You did hear that.
Thank you. Great.
I wasn't trying to take anything away from it. I'm sorry.
Alex is like, that's right, 298, because I quit.
I think Alex is all hopped up on Goofenthal right now.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Good.
Casey?
Good. We're all good.
Casey saw President Biden the other day?
Yeah.
Or today? Was that today?
No, that was last week. He was wandering the streets.
In South Carolina.
Yeah. They had a roadblock, too. They're like, you got to turn around, go around. It's like, all right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I can't get enough of the fact that his middle name is Robinette. That's one of the funniest middle names of all time.
It's one of the best. And
it is pretty amazing.
And it sounds like a character from because it's Robin.
Yep.
It sounds like a Xenoblade character, Robinette. I could see it.
Another funny middle name I think is pretty funny. So my grandma on my mom's side, who's actually my last grandparent, her middle name, and she's just this like, wonderful, tiny, like, Jewish lady. Her middle name is Merle, which is also the name of like Michael Rooker's character in The Walking Dead.
That's awesome.
Like Merle, like which Merle is like a Haggard. Very like Southern masculine name.
Yeah. Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Are you making Thank fun you. Of your grandma?
No, I love my grandma.
That's what I thought.
I love Grammy.
Good. She's still alive.
Grammy Merle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's final grandma.
Great.
She's the last one standing. The ultimate grandparent. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, she's great.
Hey, Casey met my grandma.
I did. She didn't make me cookies. That was your real mom. That was your real mom.
That was that was just my mama, who is grand.
Yeah. Oh, and she knows how to make a cookie. I tell you what.
I had one today.
I dream about those cookies.
They're pretty good.
Yep. I was hoping.
Sure, they gave me the diabetes. Yeah, I know. I know. I need to send you some. I knew you were going to balloon after the wedding.
Yeah.
Anyway, how many pounds have you gained there, Case?
I don't think any. It's actually funny. Last night we were talking about how we and I guess this stems back from a Discord discussion that I haven't weighed myself in probably like, I don't know, 8 years.
Yeah.
I just don't have a scale, you know?
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see. Because I feel like when I was working the office job, I definitely got a little bit of a gut, you know, nothing too crazy, but a little gut. And now
you drank so much on the job.
Yeah. Well, it's just because I hate my life. Guzzle. but no, it's just, you know, like, oh, I sit down all day at my job and then I come home and I sit down all day at home
and play World of Warcraft.
Turd. But now that I move around, I feel like I've.
That is nice. No, you are. You're in good shape, Case. You did it.
Thanks, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new exercise hack, which is just what people have been doing forever, but it's new to me, so I'm going to introduce it like it's my idea.
You walk down to the fast food establishment, not drive.
Yeah, that's my new life hack. No, so I've been going to the YMCA, and my favorite thing is the elliptical, because you get a lot of movement in, and it's very like low impact compared to like treadmill or running, so it's pretty easy to do every day. And what I've been doing, I used to listen to podcasts, but there's not always a good podcast on. So
yeah,
what I've been
Kenny
doing
Loggs.
Is it's Kenny Loggins, just the same Mr. Knight over and over again. No, but what I've been doing is I've been taking like shows that have been in my backlog, like TV shows, because I'm usually playing video games on my own time. And like I watched 2 episodes of Barry today, just on the treadmill. And it's been you don't even notice the exercise is happening, especially if you're like particularly interested in what you're
watching.
Well, then you must just be walking on that thing.
Well, the elliptical is like lower impact. Like it's not running, but you still sweat because you're still like moving arms and, and legs.
I used to at the YMCA just hit that pool.
Oh yeah.
Very low.
I'm about to join the Y impact. For that very reason. The one in my town just got a pool.
The only problem with the YMCA, at least the one that was local to me on Long Island, was it was very expensive. It was like $50 a month or something. Opposed to like if you were to go to like, you know, Planet Fitness, it's like $10 a month or something. But obviously you don't get the pool. Pool's nice.
Yeah, that's about, I think mine is about $60 a month. I think it's in line with other good gyms that like are fully stocked and whatever. It definitely doesn't compare to Planet Fitness. But it's you get a lot. Like there's the basketball court, the pool. You have
it
to deal with
nicer.
How often do you play basketball, Alex? Do you just go by yourself?
Never, but it's a bullet point.
It's a bullet.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. It. I can't go to the basketball court because it's the YMCA, meaning there's like in the summer there's like youth camps going on. So I'm not just gonna be like this 28 year old kid just playing basketball by myself
that
while other
awesome.
People are doing a scrimmage.
Why would you do that when you have Wii Sports Resort basketball throwing game?
No, because I've turned a corner against VR exercise. I used to be very into it a couple weeks ago. Now I'm not into it because you end up like extending your arm, like if you're throwing punches or reaching, and that just like wears the hell out of my shoulder.
Oh,
I actually prefer like non-video game exercise, it turns out.
I tell you what,
people have had good luck.
They said PSVR early 2023.
Oh, news? Just kidding.
Yeah. You're editing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not putting anything here.
No,
I'm not putting a single thing here.
No, just while we're talking about VR, just cool that I did see it's coming early 2023. So I don't think it really said anything else.
That is cool.
As far as money-wise, but over 20 games at launch. It's like I said, it's one of those things I would love. I would love to win a contest to win a PSVR 2, you know? Like that'd be nice. But I'll never play it probably.
The problem with that though, and Perry, you're a VR developer now. Yeah. Is that public knowledge I can say that?
Mm-hmm.
We did bring it up, I think. But anyways, so my experience with the Oculus Quest, because I used to own a PSVR also, is that once you remove the cable, I just can't go back.
Yeah, no way.
Room scale VR with no like shoulder snake is just I can't anymore.
That is the worst. I mean, even when I'm, you know, when I'm playing the build off my PC is when I have it, you know,
like plugged in,
hooked up. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, it's saying the specs will be Oculus Quest 2 and Valve indexed rival that, but it's still wired.
Yeah, it's one wire for the PSVR, and it's like apparently a lot cleaner of a setup.
Oh yeah, I heard the first one was like a spaghetti bowl.
That was a dang mess. But I love the Quest. We never talked about the Quest. We won't this episode, but maybe we'll touch on it on a future one.
Lucky's Tale.
Yep. Lucky's Tale.
Well, so good.
We've been putzing around here for a little bit of time, and I think we should start out the show with a little something that Balix is probably going to need to get the jingle for. That's right, boys. It's a mystery history time.
Mystery history.
Very good. Very good.
Mystery history. Yeah.
La, la, la.
So mystery history. Casey has one, huh? I didn't think that
it's
anyone
about
thought about this besides me.
Well,
whenever Alex brings something to the show, it's something brand new that he's thought of.
He's conjured. Out of his dome.
Because he's not bothered to know about the legacy of his own podcast. But in case he just doesn't care. So, see, Alex is going towards the future. Casey doesn't care about the past, present, or future.
And I'm here just we are. A floating molecule.
And he's proving me wrong, because here he is with the mystery history. Is
Boom.
It Virtual Boy
Son
Warrior Land?
Of a gun. Oh. So, Alex, since you probably don't know the rules to this game,
no, I'll explain the rules. I'll explain the rules to the listeners. If you're gonna give me grief, give me
right.
guff. I'm gonna explain it to
I'll
the listeners.
I'm giving you grief. Grief.
Mystery history. You think of a game. Me and Perry switch off with questions about the game. We can guess any time, of course, but. I mean, it's usually gentlemen's rules that you guess a little later. And then there's a hint at 5, 10, and 15. And after 15, you have to guess. Is that a pretty good explanation?
Yep. Let's do a speed mystery history.
Yeah.
It's for fun.
All right. Well, fire away, boys.
I'll take question number one. Thank you very much. Can you play this game comfortably while laying on your bed away from the TV?
Well, it really depends if you've got a comfortable bed, but I will say yes.
All right.
I'm assuming you got a nice bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to assume nothing.
Was it on a console that launched before or on 2000 or at 2006? So basically we are earlier.
It was launched on a console that was before 2006.
Okay.
Okay. Why we?
I love the convoluted questions instead of being like, is this on the GBA or the DS?
Okay. So it's a handheld console that's on
before
the DS.
Before the Wii.
Or before that. I don't know why the Wii was brought up, but...
I wasn't paying attention to the podcast, so that's why I asked the question that way.
Gotcha. It all makes sense.
I'm going to give you grief.
Yep. You dang grief giver.
Okay. Is it on... it's either... DS, GBA, Game Boy. Is it on a Game Boy?
Yes.
All right. So it's not DS.
AKA, it's not on the DS.
Yeah.
Is it a Game Boy Advance game?
Yes, it is.
All right. And the last question before the old first hint. Is this made by Nintendo? As in, is it published by them, I should say. Let's just say it wasn't published by them.
Is it published by Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right.
All right. All right, let me see which hint we're going to use here. This would be good. Despite being a Game Boy Advance game, it was released after the Nintendo DS.
Oh, that's a huge hint. Not really.
They made Game Boy games.
This is either Minish Cap or WarioWare Twisted. I don't know of any other game. Like Drill Dozer? I don't know. It's your turn, Bal.
I'm thinking.
It's published by Nintendo.
Is it part of the Mario or Zelda series?
What a lame question. He's covering both bases. So Mario or Zelda series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either one.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. I'll be back, but leave the... hold on.
Okay. Well, it's my question, so I'll just take the question. Okay.
Nope, you'll wait till Balix gets back.
I'm not
back.
Waiting for no one. Let's say... I'm thinking this is Zelda Minish Cap. But I want to beat around the bush. So, does this game, is this a Zelda game?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
Son of a diddly. So, I should have went with my other question, my other hint.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess in my mind, I was like, oh, there's plenty of Game Boy Advance games after the DS came out.
So should we troll Balix while he's... Got like when he comes, like lead him down the wrong path.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I apologize. I'm back.
It's all right. So
that is okay.
Did it turn out to be Minish Cap? Is that where we're at already?
No.
Hold on 1 second. Bye. Hold on.
Tell him you asked if it was a Mario game, a Zelda game.
Okay.
I said,
no. I'll explain what's going on right now. There is a Daddy Long Legs in the corner of my room.
And baby's scared.
I'm currently in a duel of wits with.
Amazing.
I see it right now. It is fast, too.
Now, when you're saying Daddy Long Legs, are you talking about a spider or a man?
I'll post a picture.
That you call Daddy Long Legs.
It's Daddy.
Is it someone you call Daddy, or is it actually a Daddy Long Legs? Or is it your daddy?
So what did you do?
I'm waiting. He just crawled out again.
So then what'd you do? You just left
it's
until
you're literally it's 6 feet away from me.
Okay.
Is he that scared of a Daddy Long Legs?
What are you doing? I mean, what?
It keeps jumping back in a second.
Hold on.
Just let it live.
What are you doing?
No, like, so it I need to kill it because it's of how large it is.
Okay. So what did you just do? Did you just like leave the room?
I got a paper towel.
Oh, okay.
It keeps hopping out and hopping back in. It's back.
Then get him.
No, it keeps running away. Oh my god.
This is amazing. Do you know Daddy Long Legs have lots of poison?
But they can't bite, right? Isn't it something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good thing we're trying to keep this podcast short.
Balix, are you back or are you I don't know what could take longer than 3 seconds with a spider. Just saying. Like,
well,
a
he's
paper
trying
towel?
To probably...
a big bug died today.
Okay.
He's okay. probably... One second.
I promise I'll be back, and then I'll be back for good. Hold on.
What are
bye.
You giving at a funeral? What is going yeah. on?
He's sending it off. He's an off-seer now.
He's a... You hear a little, you hear a flute. That's so good. It's so weird. So bizarre. It's funny.
In the life force, you just see it float away.
Yep. Yeah, we hear it.
That is so funny.
I'm back. I'm back. Okay. I'm back. I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm back. I'm sorry. It's Where did okay. we leave off?
Well, we just talked
I'm leaving
about,
all of this in, by the way.
We just talked about how you're an off-seer, and we were imagining
yeah,
hearing
you had to go get your flute.
Hearing a flute.
I tried to get him in the cup, but I just had to kill this one.
Living anyway. To die, okay. dying to live. Such is the life of being in Balix Onis. Bagness.
Bagness. Okay, so we're playing Mystery History. Technically, yes. I asked Casey
the seventh question.
I said, "Is this a Zelda game?" And he said, "No."
And now it is okay. your turn, Balix. Okay.
Is it a Mario spinoff?
No.
Okay.
So can I talk something out with Perry for a second that's not yeah. a formal guest to you? Okay. So my thought is WarioWare Twisted kind of maybe counts. I don't think it does. But if I remember correctly, didn't Mario 3 or Mario Advance 4 come out after the DS?
It could be. And that's not a spinoff, right? That's like a... that's a
that would count as a main game, I feel.
Remake main game deal.
There are no other main games other than that in NES Classics mm-hmm. Mario games, I guess.
True. True.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. So my question to you, Casey, is does this game feature a raccoon?
Feature, huh?
Yeah, and does that it have a raccoon in it?
Yes, it does have a raccoon in it.
Which, by the way, I chased off the biggest raccoon I've ever seen last night off my porch. Anyway, funny story. Okay, Balix, there is a raccoon in it.
Okay, there was a spider in my room until a second ago. I'm mm-hmm. still thinking about it.
You can ask if a spider was in this game.
Is it Super Mario Advance 4, Super Mario Bros. 3?
No.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's your 10th question.
Okay.
And we'll get another hint here. So, which one do we want to go with? This isn't the first title in this Nintendo franchise to be developed by an outside studio.
Oh, okay. Okay. Outside studio. Now, what the heck? So
if it's a mainline Mario game, that's wild.
That is wild. It's almost unbelievable.
Because I'm trying to think, because all there was the NES Classics games.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay.
There was... the Mario Advance games, including Yoshi's Island, no?
Oh, but is Yoshi's Island? That, you know. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Away.
Does the main character, is the main character green? For the most part.
Hmm. No. No, I would say no. There okay. might be green involved, but no, it's no.
Oh, okay, all right. Balix, your turn.
Question 12.
Yep, this is number 12.
I just need to make sure we're on the same track. I know I'm going to be asking this question again, but I just need to ask it concisely. Casey, is this a main series non-spinoff Mario game on the Game Boy Advance?
Repeat that again.
So I asked a few questions ago, is this a Mario spinoff? When I asked, is this either Mario or Zelda? And it was not a Zelda game, which means it's a Mario game. And then I asked, is it a Mario spinoff? And then you said no, so meaning it's mainline. But just to confirm, is it a mainline Mario game on the Game Boy Advance, not a spinoff?
No.
Then some one question you answered wrong at some point.
So, okay.
Or maybe you're not thinking outside the box here.
Okay.
He's just lying. That's all. That's the twist.
So does this game feature? Hold on. No, let me think of a different. Let me think here. I'm trying to match the wit of Casey.
We're holding on to WarioWare Twisted. Okay.
I got it. Here it is.
What do you got, Perry?
Is this a Zelda game?
Yes.
Got it.
But didn't you ask if it was a Zelda game?
I didn't ask anything. I'm answering the question.
No, Perry.
I think I can't remember. Did I ask if it was a Zelda game or a Mario and a Zelda game?
I asked if it was a Mario or Zelda game. Okay. And then what did you ask? Okay. So is it Minish Cap?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, that's a great game.
Yeah, we decided to mess with you when you decided to abruptly mess up the flow of the podcast for 5 minutes killing a spider.
I've totally had a lot of character development since getting the house because, like, there are so many bugs that I have to deal with on a daily basis. I truly am a character in Xenoblade 3, but not one of the offseers. I'm actually one of the Juniper. Who are the guys in red? The bad ones?
The guys in red?
The villains. Mobius?
Oh,
the Mobius.
The Mobius, yeah.
But who's the...
Or the consoles?
I'm a console. Yeah. In my house is Xenoblade 3.
No, you are Yorin for sure. Like 100%. I know you made the joke that I was, but we all know that everyone thought that that's Balix.
That's so funny. Now, my last question was, which I should have led with, was this is the first, in the first Zelda game to be released in European territories before North America.
Oh,
and we would have knew based on that. That would have gave it away.
Would it have?
No.
I was going to say, I don't think that was common knowledge, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing this up?
I'm bringing this game up because I started playing it.
On what?
I'm actually my ambassador copy. My 3DS. Yep.
Wow.
It's one of those games, right? Like with Xenoblade being such a big old beefy boy, it's like, I didn't necessarily want to jump right into another big old RPG. I do want to play Live Alive or Live Alive or whatever that evil. I'm going to play that once I actually finish Xenoblade. But I figured this would be a nice sort of offshoot to mess around with when, you know, after playing a bunch of Xenoblade. So I've only played about 45 minutes so far, but I am going to continue to keep playing. I've got, like I said, I was thinking about picking up like an actual copy and playing on the Game Boy Advance the old fashioned way, but I don't think it's super expensive, but it was one of those like, well, I've got it and I can play it on the 3DS, which is great, you know?
Yeah.
So that'll be the way I'm playing it.
The 3DS that you can find the charger for. I'm just saying, it's like, you have to find the old system and all that stuff.
I thought I was at some reason lost my 3DS charger. I was like, I think I've got like a million of those things laying around.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And like going into the town, I love the pixel art. Like the Hyrule.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
And there's like, you start out during the festival and everything's so vibrant and colorful and the music's really good so far. So definitely looking forward to playing through it because I haven't actually played through this game since probably the original release back in 04 or or 2005, I guess I should say, for North America. And yeah, this one developed by Capcom and Flagship.
Yeah,
Flagship. And yeah, so the Oracle games were actually developed by Flagship, which is an independent Japanese company funded by Capcom, Nintendo, and Sega. So
wow.
Yep. And although it's been defunct since 07 now, so quite a, it was actually one of those ones. It's like, oh man, good old Flagship. I haven't thought about that in forever, you know? Their last game, actually, Kirby Squeak Squad for the DS.
Oh, really?
Yep. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep on playing through. I think this game's only like 10 to 12 hours or something, so it'll be a nice, brisk playthrough, hopefully.
Yeah, the one thing I remember from that game, because I played it like when I there was like a couple years where I just kind of played through every Zelda game, and this was one that was like on my, and I kind of played through it on the 3DS pretty quickly, and I didn't really enjoy it as much as I should have. Like, I don't know why. I think it was because that's more like a checkbox thing. I remember at the end though, like it was really hard, like in the final, like actually hard where then I went and did some side quests to earn some more hearts to go back to it. That's the only Zelda game I've ever done that for.
You had to grind to beat it.
Yeah. Well, not really grind.
I don't think that's Daddy Longleg, dude.
That was just going to say, Alex, do you know what a daddy long leg is?
No, I know what it looks like. It was just a really big spider. I was just saying it for effect, but it is a really big spider. It was like a full.
It's funny. Yeah, it's huge. See that picture and I go, that's a normal size spider.
It's big. It looks, the legs look a little hairy.
I mean, it's definitely not a spider I'd want to see in my house, but you know. It's definitely not a daddy long leg big. I mean, I know they got tiny little bodies, but
yeah. Anyway,
you know what we should pivot into? We should, since we only have one game this week, we should go into what we've been playing.
Isn't that what we've been doing?
We don't have a jingle for that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna snap at nothing.
I'm gonna snap it into existence.
Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. So the first thing I want to say is go to Nintendo World Report. Read my review of the Shin-Chan Switch game. I wrote a whole review of it. That's available there. My thoughts from last week pretty much carry over. But now, since you guys have been playing more, let's go into Xenoblade 3 Watch.
Xenoblade 3 Watch, only on Talk Nintendo Podcast. Breaking news, it's a Monado, it's a Bionis in the Mechanis, I'm the girl with the goal.
Xenoblade 3, so yeah, I'm about 40 hours in. I just finished Chapter 5 on that cliffhanger.
I can't believe you didn't play more.
It was, well, the thing is like, it was one of those things where I thought the chapter was going to end an hour beforehand, and I was like, okay, I'll keep going. And it's like, well, I can't stop now, and I'm not skipping the cutscene. And it was 1 a.m. then, and I was just like, I have to get up.
Did you skip the cutscene? Nah, it couldn't be that big
important. Yeah, I know. Well, like one of the side quests, I went and did a bunch of side quests just because I didn't realize the hero quest unlocked the classes the until heroes. You told me last week or whatever. I was like, yeah, we should do some of those. And it's fun going back because I just absolutely demolish everything because it's like level 20 and I'm level 50.
Oh, yeah. You just say, I am God.
And I kept going and man, some of them are so long. And it's like, okay, like I would have enjoyed this. But since like this is like way back, like in the story, like technically in a weird way, I skipped ahead on like one of them. I was like, okay, I'm just going to skip this scene. Like nothing really bad can happen. And I skipped it. And then I suddenly was like facing a Mobius. And it was like, what the heck did that, like what happened here, you know? It's like, okay, I guess I won't be doing that anymore.
Was that the Colony 9 one or
yes,
like, yeah, that was the first one. I think that was the only one that like turned into that, but
there was another one, the next one. Okay. I did, yeah,
just kidding.
But yeah,
there are, the way I understand it is, so the, I don't think this is just mechanical, but the way I think it works is like the, you know how like the class levels, like it stops at 20 and then goes up to, or stops at 10 and then goes up to 20, like in theory, like, mm-hmm. But you can only do up to 10. So my understanding is that once you level up the class, there's more stuff you can do after. Like, I think a lot of the quests can expand out, and there are some long ones, like you were saying. I think the 30-minute quests are the beginning of a lot of colonies rather than, like, the only thing.
Okay.
So I mostly mainlined it, and then I'm kind of okay on the game, so I haven't gone back at this time, but that's kind of my understanding.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine, like, I can in a... when I was 10, but like now it's like when I get done with this game, I'll be done with the game, even though I'm really enjoying it.
It's funny. I really wish. Yeah. Like if you had a game like this or any of the Xenoblade games, really, when you're like 14 and it's like, oh, I've got all summer and I can not buy a bunch of games. This would have been like, I would have, you know, squeezed every drop.
Yep, absolutely. But not that, like, there's even, I mean, I guess there's probably, they, you know, I love the classic, like, a weasel that I run into would have, like, destroyed, like, the first boss that I ever, you know,
like, oh,
the classic RPG
yeah.
thing.
That Mobius from the early chapter, get demolished by, like, a couple of hyenas you see
exactly.
in the field.
But after doing those quests, I'm like 7 or 8 levels above like the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I literally, like, for some of the sections, like I was eating ice cream. I just didn't even do anything. I just sat during the fights and just didn't literally just let them auto attack and they won. So, I mean, but the thing is like, that's the first point where it's been like that. And it's still fun getting like the combos and experience and stuff. And I like it. Because I don't necessarily like, you know, all the time having to redo because of like he has a super strong attack at one point that I wasn't ready for. So I died, you know, 20 minutes into it or 10 minutes into it. Like I said, that happened. And I think like I did that great thing like with, I forgot who, but one of the bosses, you know, took three tries and I was mixing my classes up. But now it's kind of like fun is like that feeling of, I'll go into it, and if I can demolish them, I will. And if I won't, I can just, you know, go back to my higher classes and probably be able to take them out a second time. It feels good. I'm enjoying it right now. And it's nice to then it's like I don't have to grind it all. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I was sort of similar situation. I finished chapter 5, and yeah, luckily I had time to roll into chapter 6. And I can't wait for you. Hopefully you can play that tonight, Perry. And give us an update because it's pretty.
Just waiting to get down with this podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
Jill literally told me, she's like, you should just skip the podcast and play Xenoblade.
That's what Bailey tells me every week, except it's
hang out with me.
Just not do the podcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mine's like, can you do it longer? Please leave me alone. I really want to hear what you think with the beginning.
I
of
have no idea. That was
it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Are we doing a spoiler warning here?
No,
spoilers.
No,
okay,
got it. But
Shulk shows up.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, he pops out of the sky. I am as well right around the 40-hour mark. I think I was like 8 levels higher than the boss there. So pretty mm-hmm. easy to polish him off. I like getting my chain attack on those like unique and rare monsters, waiting till they're like within an inch of their life, mm-hmm. then popping into chain and then getting like the 800 experience. And then when you kill them, you get like the 300 experience. And then all of a sudden you get like 150 like class points and all that, you know, just crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
So
how do you get the class points?
Well, I mean, you get class points and experience you get by killing the boss.
Is that is that like okay?
But
yeah.
when you, it, like everything's multiplied, you know.
Is,
what I mean?
Is the class points like it's like sometimes like 5 like after you kill something?
But,
or something.
But if you like multiply it with a chain attack and then like the bonus from it being a unique, usually you could get like 100 plus. You know what I mean? And then you level up those classes pretty quick.
That's nice.
So I usually always do that, and I think it's nice because then. Like, even when you get to a new area, you're not getting bombarded every 2 seconds with, like, weaker enemies. And, like, usually the way...
That's so nice,
It pans out for me is, like, the uniques will still aggro me, You know what I mean? But that's good because then I know I'm going to get a ton of experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
With all that and like all the cannon fodder pretty much leaves.
Yeah. And so I think that my favorite part of the game, I mean, one of my favorite parts of the game is just exploring the areas. Honestly, just seeing everything, like the, you know, the scope of size is awesome. So I definitely like that. And you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about why I love this game. Like I'm so torn because I think there's a lot of more aspects. Like I think the story was, I don't know. We'll have to talk about it on the thing. The difference between like Xeno 2 and 3. It's like, I like so many more things about it.
But you're going to get a good healthy dosing of story upcoming. So. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But like, dude, just the fact that there's no field arts. Dude, seriously, that one thing alone, that was like the one thing from Xeno 2 or like one of the things that was just like, this is beyond the pale. Like where I was like seriously considering 70 hours in like stop playing.
That's a terrible feeling.
Huh?
That was a big old pain in the butt.
It was, you know, it was just terrible game design. Terrible. It's so stupid. And I love that this game, it's like, they still had the Metroidvania aspects, you know, where you learn how to do this and now you can access these things. Love it. Good. Just give it to me and then now I can go. Don't make me go to the market and buy 500 fish and feed it to my sitting there pressing the A button for literally 20 minutes feeding recipes to my blades or whatever. You know, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, I think they pretty much took a lot of the criticisms from 2 and like resolved them real good, you know.
That was like mind-boggling. But I do love how condensed Xenoblade 3 is. I like, you know, the one thing I don't understand, maybe you guys can tell me, this isn't spoilery at all or anything, that the gems can, like, why are there so many gems when, like, you can share the gems?
I think it just hits every aspect that you could ever want to boost, you know? So it's like, oh, this is a dodge gem that probably works well with, you know, obviously okay. Like a tank, but then like, I'm sure there's probably, like, oh, well, it works better for this kind of tank.
Like the level 5 one works better for this than a level 6. So you can have like multiple.
Oh, well, no, I think the levels just make them more potent.
But can't different characters use the same? They can all equip the same gem, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So why are there multiples?
Well, you're not keeping that. Like, it's not like, oh, I've got a level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 gem. I think it just upgrades that gem from 5 to 6, and now all your characters will be using this.
I know, but you know that level. Gem screen that has like 6 or 5 columns of mm-hmm. like 10.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're all different stats.
Okay.
So they're for different classes, it benefits in different ways.
Okay. So like there's like 10 of each that have different
what
things.
They do?
No, I mean, I didn't.
Well, there you go. Some are like, hey, this is increases your agility.
Okay.
This increases your strength. This increases your critical strike chance.
Well,
this,
I knew that, like, you know, but like there's the, right. Okay. Gotcha.
So I think I know what you're saying. With the different classes, like, you know, say, you know, you're going to want to have higher crit. So you're going to use the crit gem instead of the agility gem. And then, you know, maybe.
But those are the different colors, right? That's what you're saying, right?
There's like 5 different colors and then 5 within each color. And they're like attack, defense, maybe.
I think it's like the colors are like categories, right? Like this is the offensive gem category. Okay. And then the different gems have different abilities or stat boosts.
Okay.
But I will say, like, to the to jump on, like, kind of what you're saying here, one of my biggest, like, negatives about this game is that it gives you way too much crap to keep track of. Like, there's the gems, and there's all these gems which require all these materials. Then there's the quests, which require their own set of materials. Then there's the Ouroboros, like the interlinking, which has its own skill tree. Then there's the item equips, which have different rarity colors, but you will quickly get yellows that are better than your current purples, and then it just gets confusing.
Dude, but
and
let me tell you about a game called Xenoblade 2.
And then there's stuff that'll unequip sometimes for no reason when you change stuff on your character. And
well,
then
you
have to
keep
track
of
the arts and the
classes, yeah.
Yeah,
and
we
the
change
master
classes
skills. I understand the reason, but it's like there's so much, and I agree that this was a problem with Xenoblade, but I think that makes it doubly worse when it's showing up in a game that comes out 5 or 6 years later.
I don't think
it's the exact same BS.
See, I don't think it's supposed to be that Xenoblade. There's a bajillion things to collect and do. I don't think that's seen as a downside for most people. And like, it's easy enough to just hit the optimize button.
No,
and then you don't even have
to
move.
That's the other thing. It's like, yeah, just hit that Y button and boosh,
I think,
you know what I mean?
Like, Xenoblade has always been like the, hey, there are layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of stuff to get your like knee deep in if you want to, but like you absolutely don't have to. And I think that, you know, with the optimize button
except
there.
Except for Xenoblade 2 with your field arts, but yes.
Well, that was, yeah. And that was stupid, right? But like, aside from that, like, there was a lot you could get through that game without even really doing. And you know
I just
want
to say, though, Alex, absolutely, that, I mean, it is halved from what Xenoblade 2 was, the bull crap.
Okay. And I trust you on that because you played it like a couple months ago.
Oh, because like, yeah, remember like they have like those orb grinding machine, like you have like three
different
types of.
Oh, and there's the shoot 'em up game, too. The with the other items. With the Nopon.
Totally, yes. Yeah. I mean, there's so much more stuff in Xenoblade 2 that this is like, to me, it's just funny you say that, Alex, because to me, it's like my favorite part of the game is they stripped out all the bullcrap, and you're like, I hate the bull. You know what I mean? Like, it's it is funny because it just matter of perspective, because it is still like a ton to juggle, but it's like. I can understand, like, accessories, you wear a thing. But, like, in Xenoblade 2, it's like you wear a thing for everything that you have. And you, yeah. And the blades, you know, I'm going to upgrade my character and my blade. And oh, it was okay. That wasn't too bad. But
so I think you're, I totally see what you're saying. I think Xenoblade 2 is also a mess, to be fair, as much as I love Xenoblade. And I can definitely see, like, with the blades and all these other, like, there's a random gotcha system attached to these blades too. It's also a mess, and maybe more of a mess. I think for me, it's that, like, okay, we're 5 years after Xenoblade 2. There's gotta be like 5 years of enhancements, and like the battles are still just a mess on screen that you wait for chain attacks on and then position like three places. And I think that plus the amount of semi-meaningless side quests that you end up hitting, especially at the point of the game you just saw, and like some of the stuff after, it's like, I know Xenoblade 2 had this, and in some cases it had some of this stuff worse, but it hits so, like, it's no longer cute to me the second time, and I think it just wore me down. Like, I loved all the anime, like the end of chapter and all the wild stuff and all the heartbreaking and heart-wrenching and sweet sci-fi moments, but like seeing, like, we're on the fourth Xenoblade game, and like Monolith Soft isn't really learning as much as they probably should be. I mainlined the game after a while, and I stopped paying attention to these extraneous systems because I'm like, all right, so it's just gonna, you're doing the Xenoblade 2 thing again, but it's not cute anymore. Maybe I'm being too harsh. I don't mean to be too harsh, but that's really where I landed.
I think it's just
the
Xenoblade thing, you know? Like, that's,
like, I think you could probably say that about any RPG ever.
But I loved one, like, when I played Pokemon. It in 2020, and I don't know why this one's hitting me so much more negatively, but it's like, I'm way harsher on this one than I am on the other Xenoblade games, and I don't know.
He's cynical. Yeah,
just because you've played them, you know, because it's your third time or fourth time. I mean, yeah.
All right.
That makes sense.
That's my little, I think we'll get really deep into it. I'm guessing you guys are probably maybe 1 to 2 weeks away from beating this, maybe one. So we could time out like a potential spoiler cast to really go into this, like maybe two to three Tuesdays out.
Yeah. I think, also, real quick, you were talking about like the interlinking like skill trees.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do is aim to get the auto cancel in there, or what I mean, because that is an absolute game changer. Because I feel like that and slow down,
you can share them. You can share that one with your other.
Yeah, and slow, like you got to slow down how fast to heat up, because I feel like in the beginning of the game, I like wouldn't even bother changing into interlinking very often, because it'd be like, it's like I never get like the full chain off, you know, like your big powerful attack before I got too hot and I had to jump out. But then like when you can just chain it together, you can just spam your attacks pretty quick, get the big boy hit. Boom,
and
do some big
tons of
damage.
Yeah,
and then pop out. So definitely,
I think the game did a really good job at telling you to do that too, you know, which is nice. Like telling, it said like, you should go and try to get the canceling. It actually said that. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did it? I must have missed
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it said like multiple times. So I was like, okay,
don't
I
be
will.
A dummy.
Anyway, we probably don't have enough time to do listener mail. Let's just push that off and do and end the show with some poll time.
Poll results time.
Jerry's
now, does that,
for
does that have
chapter
a theme?
Six.
It does.
It does.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
I came up with poll time.
Well, yeah, but you don't make the jingles.
That's true. I only started editing the show.
You do know that you didn't make the jingle, right, Alex?
Wait,
it's like
what?
That meme where, like, I made this, and then he's like, no, I made this.
Listen, if I can't do it in the few seconds after Casey introduces me, I'm not interested in creating new content for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a beginning and a stinger guy, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah, that's all
it,
I
and
need.
He does
and
a darn
title.
Good job, if I may say
Thank
so.
You.
Now.
Thank you.
Overall, boys, how do you feel about this year as far as new video game releases are concerned?
I don't know. How do you
I
feel?
Answered this one, guys.
And what would you say, Casey?
I also answered last week's the Splatoon one. I made sure to get that in there. So that's 2 weeks in a row. Look at me go. I went with solid / good year for games.
Okay. Nice. And
didn't knock the socks off, right? But there's been Kirby. Amazing game, you know. So there's been, definitely been some solid games throughout the year.
Yeah. I'd say solid. I'd say with Kirby, Pokemon, and Xeno, solid year.
Yeah, I ended up putting that one too, but there were four options. It was great year for games, solid / good year for games, meh year for games, so, or bad year for games. And we had 111 votes. We all chose solid / good year for games. I did too.
By the way, it didn't specify if it was Nintendo games. I just realized. You know what I mean? So
I think a lot of people listened.
I know.
Play other stuff too.
Yeah, I know. But I just mean like, you know, as far as new video game releases are concerned, I mean, I could see them thinking it's all video games. So anyway,
I would say, I mean, I feel like even with other consoles, right, it hasn't been like an oh my god year, right? Like, has there really been any big Xbox or PlayStation games that like really moved the needle? Not yet.
So God of War is a couple months. I think some people would say Horizon, Gran Turismo. I wouldn't say that. I think
I put those
what
in
about
the
that
solid
one game?
Good year, you know?
That one Sekiro game.
No, that's what I was going to say, was if we're looking outside of exclusives, Elden Ring is gigantic.
Ring.
Like, that thing sold, I'm guessing, 20 million copies by now. Then we have Xenoblade, we have Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is my current favorite of the year, I think. Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
16.6, apparently, for Elden Ring, by the way.
As of June, I think.
Anyway.
But like three or four giant games and then a bunch of like C, B, if it's your cup of tea type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
all.
Like Chin-Chan. Long
Chin-Chan.
Title game.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the last place, which I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know. I'm always surprised when there's not as much negativity. But yeah, at 0.9%, not even a measly 1%.
That's one vote.
Yeah,
it's one
said
vote.
Bad year for games. One person said bad
you got
year. Out of 111.
Out there. Was it Alex?
It was Balex. It was Justin Nation.
Yeah, I played 3,000 games.
Yeah.
And none of them were good.
None of them were good. At third place at 20.7%, we had meh year for games, which I get it. Second place, 27%. So seven more people said great year for new games. That's good. I can dig it. And then, yeah, the majority was at 51.4%. Solid, good year for games. So there you go. So yeah, people are feeling, they're not death. They're not crazy. They're not, they don't have grief.
Yeah. No grief being given.
No.
But the market's light enough that when Deep Silver Boston comes in with their new SpongeBob game in a couple of years, I think the market will be ready for it.
Agreed. Yes.
That was a frightening SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm watching Just Shoot Me. Have you guys seen that sitcom?
That's an old one. That's David Spade, right?
That's right.
I saw a bunch of that when I was a kid.
Really, yeah. Really funny show. But Tom Kenny, I think is his name, right? Is the voice of SpongeBob? Is he's a reoccurring character in it?
He was also a Mr. Show alum, I think.
I don't know what what's Mr. Show?
Mr. Show with Bob and David is one of the best sketch comedy shows ever.
And you know what? They're both in it as well. Okay. And Just Shoot Me. So yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's good. Anyway, let's end the show. It was nice. It was nice being here.
You can talk. I got you.
All right. Well, You can find us over on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P.
O.
D. And if you want to support Nintendo World Report, you can head on over to patreon.com/NWR. That's patreon.com/
N.
W.
R. And
I gotta say, guys.
Yes?
I just gotta say, there's something magical about when Balax plays music off his phone.
Yeah, it adds like a level of
charm.
There's
just something magical. It is. It's great. It's so much better than like having you like put it into the podcast. Like hearing it come to the microphone is the best.
Next time I edit the show, I'm just going to have music cues ready on the phone.
That would be really funny.
Little soundboard.
And every single one. Have the Pawn Stars theme for every single music break.
Yeah, just yeah.
Like we're gonna talk about Xenoblade. And it's
easy. It's just so sad they don't use that intro anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crime, really, you know. You already got
beautiful.
Big house.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week on the Talk Nintendo podcast.
Jobs.deepsilverboston.com.
Anyway, good poll time. Glad a good checkup. We need to have a YouTube thumbnail poll time, something crazy.
What do you mean?
You mean like
a clickbait one?
Yeah. We need a clickbaity poll time.
Which one of our hosts is going to be the first to die?
Yeah. That's not, no one cares.
No one cares about us enough.
It needs to be like, which one, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Which of the big three is going to go first, of consoles or something? Like
that. Of the podcast. Which one of the big three is going to go down first?
I'm taking this whole chunk and putting it as the stinger.
I'm the oldest.
Can you please make it? Yeah. Which one of our podcast hosts is going to die first?
And then the three or four seconds where no one laughs and I just have to sit in it for a second.
And then Alex, the actual poll, there's only two options, Casey and Perry. Casey, Perry, and then other list name. Anyway.
It certainly can't be the baby of the group. He's too young, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm too young to go.
Yeah. He's too precious. Although I don't know, unless that Daddy Longleg comes back from another life to get him,
His friend Daddy Longlegs,
which is also my nickname from high school.
This is a certified Balix classic.